I'm recording.
Ooh, the hardest working man in the outdoor world.
What
writing.
What has happened here?
Oh.
This is, hey, listen.
Get down.
This is the Fishing Guide Podcast. This will be the only time that someone else started the show. And please, as you see, don't do drugs.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding you, dude.
Don't do drugs.
This is crazy. the Fishing Guide Podcast. This week, I am your host, Brad Weekman. Kirby is not the host, but Kirby is here. Kirby, tell them who you are and what do you do?
You know what? I'm a man of many efforts, few talents, but I am a radio personality with a side hustle of crappie fishing. And my name's Kirby Ham. I go by DJ Kirby on the radio. I go by Crappie Kirby in the fishing world. And I'm kind of like Brad, man. I love to have fun. I love to make my money and my career in things that make people happy. I kind of give back with, you know, educating people on how to catch crappie. I've got some really phenomenal sponsors inside the crappie world. You don't want to talk about my DJ skills.
Look at that. He's like taking over the show. And so I'm going to go over here and sit. And in 18 minutes, I'll come back and I'll see what you've come up with.
Well, but we did a really good show on you.
We did your show.
Just earlier. Yeah. And you can check out that podcast on Apple Podcast. You can go to Ride Outdoors.
Spell it out.
R-I-G-H-T Outdoors. We want you to get Ride Outdoors. And I interviewed Brad for my radio show, and then they turned it into a podcast after it airs in Kansas City.
And now I'm interviewing Kirby.
Yeah,
it's my show.
It's a little ping pong action going on.
Our show is a podcast show, and it's also on YouTube. So some people will see what we're doing.
Yeah, the camera. You know, actually, I wish you would have told me. I would have dressed a little nicer.
He said, "Is it going to add 10 pounds to me?" And I said, "Well, have to eat 10 pounds before the show." Okay. But anyway, or during the show.
Yeah.
But this is what happens is Kirby and I get together and we're supposed to be talking about fishing.
And we always get silly. We always get sidetracked. Like we had like an hour 10 of retakes the last time, I think, because I was going on like maybe an hour's sleep in 3 days.
11:30
And we just kept laughing. We have a good time when we're together.
And the thing is that's really important is we're actually at the Soar Lipa Mall event.
Yes.
So I don't know exactly when this is going to air, but it'll air after that. And you'll be able to see a lot of the content that Kirby's making.
Yes.
And then Fish Eat Sleep.
Fish
right?
Eat Live. It's a YouTube channel with some great sponsors, B&M Fishing, Crappie Magnets.
Yeah, I'll spell that out.
You can touch me.
F-I-S.
Fish Eat Live. We fish with the pros.
Yeah.
We find out about their lifestyle, a little, you know, loosely Christian based, and then we get some recipes, kind of like your Catch Cook Clean show.
Exactly. And so what you'll see is things that we've been doing these past 4 days or whatever number of days that we've been
here.
This
is a great, it's almost kind of like a media camp, but with some winners involved, some people that go to the Grizzly Jig Show in February.
Yep.
They get entered by purchasing some products, either Cornfield fishing gear, got it in the back here, or crappie magnet gear, or B&M fishing rods. They purchase some of those items. They get a ticket and a hat. They draw a name, and them and a guest get to come to the Golden Zone in Mississippi, where there's Arcabutla, Sardis, Grenada, Enid.
The Big Four. Which one strained, so now it's Big Three.
Yeah, Big Three, because we lost Arcabutla. But we get to fish Sardis at Les and Lois Smith's Crappie Compound. Is this place not amazing?
This is amazing. I've been here a couple times
already this year. This is like the basement. We're in
the back room.
We're in the back room, and it's like the fanciest nicer than my house. It's a really great place.
You know what?
What?
We should get sleeping bags 1 year, and we should just stay in here and like live and just wait and see if Les can find out that we're actually living in his house in the basement. We could take his boat out when he's not here.
You're freaking me out, Brad.
You see Les's face when he walks around and he comes to get his mods.
This place is so big.
We're here.
He'd never find us.
Les would say,
I think he entertained, like, there were 20 people staying here at the crappy compound. And we've eaten good. We've fished good. All the winners got some great swag. It's just been a crazy few days. And so we thought, well, hey, Brad, would you be on my podcast, my radio show? And then Brad says, if you'll be on mine. So here we are.
And we're doing this show, which is pretty awesome. The things, you know, probably what the people that watch the show, they probably haven't seen a lot of your shows, maybe.
You think so?
If they haven't, well, I'm thinking that maybe they haven't. And so maybe we should have you talk about your show.
Okay.
And about fishing.
Well,
and you are connected with Garmin. I am not connected with Garmin. Hint, hint, Garmin.com.
Yes. Garmin.
Did that work?
I
put a plug in for him.
I'll put you in touch with somebody.
Put me in touch.
But I have a guide business that served as a side hustle. It was a great way for me to decompress and be out on the water. And what happened was the guide business grew and grew. And then I started a YouTube channel, got a little bit of popularity with Crappy Kirby. And then some sponsors came knocking, because Bass Pro, you know, they didn't believe that I was catching this many fish. So then I took some of the Bass Pro managers out, got a sponsorship there. And then I DJ'd all the Garmin holiday parties the Garmin picnics and all this stuff. And
nothing gets you up the company ladder farther than having alcohol around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so there came a point where, you know, when Garmin got into the marine division of their company, I was like, hey, you know, maybe instead of paying me to DJ, maybe we just trade out a head unit or a sonar unit. Right. And that went really good for about 3 years. And I had the biggest graph on the planet, and it was awesome. And Garmin does a great job. And then one of the engineers said, hey, Kirby, we've got this new thing called Panoptics. We want to give it to you and check it out and see what you think.
Really?
And so I took it out, and I became very fluent with Panoptics. And then they asked me to, like, go to iCast and talk about this new forward-facing sonar. And it was kind of the beta of LiveScope, Panoptics.
I was there for that.
Yeah.
Went out with Luke Duncan.
You were there?
During that event.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was down. And when I was down there talking on behalf of Garmin, I talked every 30 minutes to a group of about five people that would stop in front of my booth. And then when I was done talking, I'd run over to the B&M Fishing and hang out with my, you know, my idols, like the Russ Baileys, the Steve Colemans, the Ronnie Capps. Brent Chapman, he's a great fisherman. He's from Kansas City as well, more on the bass side. But anyway, then the next year they came out with LiveScope. And then when I went back to iCast, I'd made all these friends. And then Jack Wells said, hey, I caught your seminar. And then Ronnie Capps and Steve Coleman caught my seminar. And then it was kind of getting a buzz about it. And me being one of the first people in the country to have Panoptics and then LiveScope and be able to understand it pretty thoroughly, my guide business went through the roof because people couldn't believe you could see the fish. And so the guide business grew. My relationships with good people inside the crappie world grew. I got to meet Les Smith through Jeff Smith, even though they're not related. And then I got to meet the B&M guys. Those guys really kind of launched my career by, you know, letting me on their pro staff, because, you know, my pro staff manager was Kent Driscoll, who's also a Legends of the Outdoors. And after Kent warmed up to me, you know, and Jack Wells trusted me with the B&M name, it just kind of grew and it grew. And as crappie fishing kind of exploded with the presence of forward-facing sonar and how it allows you to target those fish better, we decided to launch a YouTube channel called Fish Eat Live. And basically my job is to go around and interview the pro staff of B&M.
Well, on the water sometimes.
It's always on the water. We're always fishing with the pro staffs. We find out about their lifestyles. We get their recipes. And they give their tips and their tricks. And you can check it all out on YouTube, Fish Eat Live. Subscribe, please, if you would. I'd really appreciate that. And it's very educational. It's family friendly. We air it at Sundays at 6 o'clock, like Disney.
There you
go. The Disney.
Wow, that's prime time.
Yeah, prime time.
So people, you've had famous people on. And not only that, You've had one of my favorite fishermen in Northwest Arkansas is Lance Huey.
Oh, he's a
and
good
so
cat.
Lance is a friend of mine. We do a lot of content together for Pico Lures. And so he's a big B&M guy.
One of the most humble and talented yes. and just great guys on the planet. He's very soft spoken, but yes. he's very like talented in the fishing and the guiding business.
Catches a lot of fish. And he uses the old school and new school at the same time.
Yeah.
He uses the live scope. He does a lot of sweeping with live scope, but he's basically spider rigging. Mm-hmm. 16 lures out there going forward really slow and presentation that really works for him on Beaver Lake. And so that's pretty cool that you were able to come and fish with him and do things like that.
Yeah. I like getting outside my comfort zone because honestly, when I get to fish with the Lance Hueys, when I get to fish with the Billy Baileys, when I get to fish with the Matt Fosters, they're teaching me something that I can take back and utilize in my own lake, in my own guide business. So I like to fish and I don't want to toot my own horn, but I've learned a lot and you guys can too. If you want to up your crappie game, you'll learn techniques that you didn't even know existed.
Exactly. So, let's say, you come into, I think you actually need to go fishing with me. Tried to talk you into coming and doing some trolling with Pico Lures. So that'd be pretty exciting if you got on the boat. And,
absolutely.
And got fishing because it's a riot. And it's really fun. It's fast action. It's kind of like that. But
and the Pico Lures, they're my favorite.
Yeah, if you could fish with one person. Besides me.
Yeah.
You know, besides me.
Besides you.
I know you'd like the first pick would be me, even though like I've known you for 3 years and yet you refuse to come fishing with me.
I fished with you once.
Who
I fished with you
that's
once.
That's right. That was in Kansas.
Yeah.
Who would it be? Who's the one person you would fish with?
You know what?
You only get one person.
I only get one person.
It can be a team. It can be a team. So if it's two people, it's Caps and Coleman or
Of course Caps and Coleman would be everybody's logical choice.
Who's your choice?
I don't want to say because he'll hold it above me. But if I could fish with one person, it would probably be my tournament partner, Kent Driscoll.
Oh, there you go.
And the reason being is that Kent Driscoll is the pro staff manager for B&M. He oversees over 160 people, all professional crappie, and he truly lives the lifestyle. He listens to every individual, and he is truly an encyclopedia of information. And every time I'm around him, first off, we have very similar personalities. We both like to have fun, you know, with boundaries. You know, we don't get too wild with any one particular type of thing. We laugh. We go to bed early. We get up early. We're very dedicated to the sport. But he is truly, you know, he just recently got inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors for his crappie fishing efforts inside of promoting the sport. And every time I'm with him, and he doesn't teach like, hey, Kirby, this is how you do it. I just kind of watch him and how he does it. And he's just very talented. And John Godwin, if I were looking for a good time, I'd go out with John Godwin because he is he's a hoot. He's a crack up. And you know, there's so many different personalities inside the crappie world. And it goes region to region.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the person that you're going to go fish with.
Yeah, it'd be Ken Driscoll, my tournament partner. Yeah, I fish with him all the time.
Did a podcast show during this event. So you guys will be able to watch that on the Fishing Guide podcast.
Okay.
And you'll be able to watch that and see how that evolves. And the information that Ken has is extremely, it's crazy how good it is.
Yeah. Probably the next person would maybe be John Harrison. Of JH Guide Service. He's the longest running guide here in Mississippi. And he just, once again, an encyclopedia of different crappie fishing techniques.
So a lot of times people think, man, what does he do for fun? So Kirby, what do you do for fun?
Outside of fishing?
No, in fishing. Oh. What do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? You know what? I really enjoy guiding. I like the thrill of being a waiter on the water. You know, I'm serving these people, letting them catch. I feel like I'm a catalyst for helping people make memories.
Right.
I love guiding grandpas and grandsons and grandmas and whatever. I love father-son type guiding things when we're very successful. Yeah. And in Kansas, Kansas is a sleeper state for crappie. Phenomenal crappie fishing in Kansas. Completely different of fishing for crappie in Mississippi. Maybe even more so different than Missouri as well, right next door. But I love meeting new people and seeing the excitement, the joy, the energy of them creating those memories and taking those photos that are going to end up on those walls
forever.
And I know you can appreciate that, being a guide yourself.
That's right. Look at this. We could guide a guide. What happened? Who pays who if you guide a guide?
Oh, you'd pay me. You'd definitely pay me.
Anyway, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time is sponsored by Kirby.
I would pay him for wipers. He would pay me for crappie.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tackle Time is now sponsored by Kirby.
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
I'm getting my money back.
I don't have crappie mounts from Harold Inslee like this clown does.
So anyway,
he's got. Tell him about your big Harold Inslee mount.
Yeah, I got a great big striper mount on the wall of my house, 45 pounds. I caught on Harold Inslee's fishing rod, and then that was I was on Harold Lindsay's TV show, and the mount is from the fish that I caught there, 45 pounds in 8 feet of water.
Nice. But I'm so jealous of those people that drive those old pickup trucks that have those bumper stickers that say "I fished with Harold Inslee."
Have you seen Harold Inslee?
Yeah. Tackle Time.
Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. So if you're looking for something to catch bass, walleye, maybe that big striper of a lifetime,
crappie,
get Pico Lures. Yeah. Check them out at picolures.com. The Scopi jig heads and something that's super popular is their crankbaits. Their crankbaits are so hot. It's crazy how hot they are. I mean, people buying them, not physically hot.
We just talked about John Harrison. He's famous for pulling crankbaits here, and he's on the Pico Pro staff now.
There you go. And so, you know, make sure you check them out at picolures.com. Fishing Guide Podcast is also sponsored by B&M Poles. Of course, they have a complete line of rods for crappie fishing. They have so many crappie fishing rods, it's insane. You have to check those out. But they also have rods for cat fishing. They got rods for trout fishing, saltwater, you name it. They got a rod that you can go fishing with and catch fish with. So make sure you check their rods out and all their products at bnmpoles.com. If they want to find out more about you, Kirby, if they want to hire you as a DJ, or better yet, hire you as a fishing guide,
yes.
Where would they go?
They would go to djkirbykc.com if you need a very overpaid traveling Wilbury corporate DJ. But most importantly, if you want to go fishing with me, please go to crappiekirby.com. If you're inside the Kansas City area and you have a day or maybe 4 or 5 hours off and you want to have some of the hottest crappie action, I can put you on them instantly and guarantee you a limit.
So. Okay, cue the music because I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hooks sharp. Lures in the water.
In the water.
In the water.
James Brown.
The water.
The big payback.
Kaboing.
With my man.
Kaboing.
Brad Wiegman.
That's the end of our show, I think.
Thank
God. I could just run forever. Wait, the music's still playing. I think we're still taping.
We're okay.
Are we still taping?
All right, turn that off.
No!
I'm out. Good job.